Will you stop with that face already? Nobody's going to be looking at you. You're the bridesmaid, not the bride.
There's a sentence you can't hear often enough.
Excuse me, Sylvia, did you say you wanted waffles or pancakes?
And. I said and.
Wow, Fran, great dress. Hey, when are you going to get the sheep to match?
That's it, I'm not going.
Don't listen to him. When did he become Elsa Clinch? If you want to know about fashion, take a cue from me.
Oh, my God. Gracie, stop laughing. Fran looks beautiful. No, really, Fran, cool dress.
I guess we won't be clearing a space for her Academy Award. Fran, when you get married, can I be your flower girl?
Sure, honey, if you still feel the same way when you're 40.
Here you are, Sylvia. Waffles and pancakes.
Oh. You didn't have light?
Sylvia, the barn door is open and the horses have left the building.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
I could dance like that.
You mean swing?
I mean with a man.
You know, Fran, if you really want to dance, I'll dance with you.
No, I never pictured swinging with you.
Really? You never had that fantasy?
No.
Me neither.
Well, I still don't have a date for my cousin's wedding. What are you doing on Saturday?
Oh, all of a sudden I'm good enough for you?
Okay, I'm amazed that we haven't even been picked up here. I mean, look around. Have you ever seen such a bunch of pathetic, desperate women?
Oh, hi, Miss Babka!
Surprise, running into you here.
Well, you know, I'll try anything once.
CC, your usual?
Oh, it's all right. Come on, we're all here for the same reason.
Well, speak for yourself, Fanny Fine. I just came for a tall black Russian.
I'd be happy with a short tan Jew.
Oh, hey, Miss Babcock.
Oh, yeah.
Where you going?
Hang out with us a little bit. You know, just because I work with the kids all day doesn't mean I can't engage in intelligent adult conversation. Mm-hmm. So when was the last time you had sex? Hola!
Oh, the next one is on me, Miss Babcock.
Well, thanks, Val.
You know my name?
Of course I know your name.
Yeah, but you never called me that before. I always thought you hated me. But everyone told me I was being stupid.
Well, don't listen to other people. You were absolutely right.
Excuse me, ladies. Which one of you ordered the short Jew?
Me.
No, this woman had a very distinct voice.
Hi.
You must have really deformed adenoids.
That's your idea of a come on?
I'm sorry, I'm a doctor.
Come on!
then the beautiful Snow White and the handsome Prince Charming lived happily ever after.
This story really screws with women's heads.
Huh?
Well, what are the women out there supposed to do who look more like grumpy and dopey?
Well, that's why they sell Kliniki.
Oh, Miss Fine, where are you off to?
I'm seeing an ear, nose, and throat man.
Oh, so you finally heard yourself on a tape recorder, huh? Well, now you know we have to live with day in, day out. You meant seeing him socially, didn't you?
You know, I may have a funny voice, but at least I ain't the one sitting home alone revisiting Brideshead.
So, Miss Fine, what's this Bob fellow like?
Oh, he is so adorable. You're gonna love him. I can't wait for you to meet him.
Well, the important thing is that you love him, Miss Fine. Do you love him, Miss Fine?
Don't be ridiculous. It took me 3 years to fall in love with you, whose chocolate beverage moving on.
Miss Fine, I believe your young man just pulled up in his $80,000 Porsche.
Oh, convertible?
No,
mine's a convertible.
Yes, plus you have that cool window Garfield.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Bob.
God, look great.
Thanks. Oh, Bob, you can't park there. It's illegal.
Fran, I'm a doctor. I can park anywhere.
Even at a red curb, like in front of Ben and Jerry's?
Even at a fire hydrant in front of Lohmann's.
Here's a towel, sir. Go ahead and throw it in.
Mr. Sheffield, I'd like you to meet Bob. Hi. Bob, my boss, Mr. Sheffield.
How do you do? Now, I noticed your Porsche outside. I'm just a little curious. Why didn't you get the convertible?
Well, it's a little midlife crisis, if you know what I mean.
Oh, there's nothing in here to get me out of this.
Man, I wish I'd met you sooner. Mm. Where were you 10 years ago?
At my sweet 16 party.
We should get going. I hope you like lobster.
I hope you like a very hands-on mother-in-law.
Well, he seems like a nice chap. Funny, handsome, personable.
Oh, but sir, you have that shiny red convertible. Sir, could I have some time off to see a doctor about this self-destructive behavior?
Good. It's, yeah, your glands don't seem swollen at all. No, you're fine.
Oh, wow. Lobster, dancing, and a free checkup. You know, maybe next time I see you, you could bring some of those paper hospital robes. They're really great for when I dye my Easter eggs.
Man, I can't believe how well we're connecting. Mm. It's like I can tell you anything. It's like you're a...
Not a sister or a friend. Just kidding. I just hate when women come across so desperate. Does this place come with walk-in closets?
Yeah.
So, you want children someday?
Yes.
Is your mother alive?
No.
Take me. This guy is class plus. Oh, if I marry him, I'll be just like Alexis on Dynasty. I wonder if they got good bagels in Denver.
Hello, darling.
Angel, you're a vision. So stunning. Look at you, and all without a stitch of makeup.
Ay, is this a good fantasy?
Francesca, bring me my three precious children.
Sweetness, you hired a new nanny?
Yes, and she's brilliant. I just hope I can trust you around her with those tiny little skirts and stiletto heels. Oh, no fool.
Hello,
lolic. You're looking butch as always.
You're just jealous because I don't have to wear shoulder pads.
I was a damn fool. It's you I've loved all along. I should have married you when I had the chance.
Yada, yada, yada. I'm happy now.
You stay away from my husband, you gorgeous woman with the perfect figure.
Gee, I wonder whose fantasy this is.
Oh, at 29, my life is finally going to be perfect.
29? Aye, I'm lying to me now.
Raise your hand if you're in love.
Raise your hand if you're going to die a bitter, lonely old Englishman. It's fine.
Oh, no, thanks, Niles. I'm not hungry. I know. I can't eat. I'm too happy. It's like I've been possessed by a Gentile.
Would you stop following me?
Why?
Because I don't want to be your friend. Oh, how can I make you understand? I don't like you.
Don't understand that. I'm not stupid. What I don't understand is why. Why, Miss Babcock?
What's this I hear? You're going to the wedding with Val. You know what the family is going to think?
What, Ma, that I'm gay?
That I don't mind. But you couldn't do better than Val?
Oh, does Ellen really want to put herself through this?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Ma?
Not you, you. A plate, hello.
Ma, I didn't want to tell you this because you always get so carried away, but, Ma, I met the man I'm going to marry.
What? Miss Fine, don't you think you're moving a little too fast?
Please, you don't know how old she is. She's going to be 30. Chocolate chip in the pancakes? Meanwhile, if you like this guy so much, why don't you take him to the wedding? It'll give him a chance to meet the whole family.
I think you just answered your own question, Ma.
You should be glad your daughter's a spinster, Sylvia. This wedding cost me a fortune.
That would explain why you couldn't get your hair colored.
What are you doing
here? What are you doing here?
Isn't it adorable? Let me get a picture of you and your cousin Bob.
Cousins?
Cousins?
Fine, I thought a spot of hot tea and a little pound cake might help.
Oh,
apartment, the Sheffield. Does it have a glaze on it? What's wrong with me? Why can't I meet the right guy? Every time I think something's going right, something weird happens. You say you love me and then you take it back. Another guy turns out to be a thief. Then it's your brother, which you know nothing about. Moving on.
Oh, God, Miss Fine, I can't take this anymore. Watching you with Bob, watching you with all these other dates, constantly getting involved with men who are no good for you. Miss Fine, it's time I did something I should have done ages ago.
Mr. Sheffield, what are you saying? Oh, wait a second. I have a feeling this is going to be a memorable moment, and I want to have my lips on.
Miss Fine.
Yes, Mr. Sheffield?
I think it's time I sent you to a therapist.
Not a lipstick moment. A pound cake moment.
Now, Fran, why exactly did you come here?
Well, because Mr. Sheffield's paying.
And who is Mr. Sheffield?
Well, he's the guy I live with. Actually, my boss. But he told me that he loved me, and then he took it back. Before anything happened, except for the time that I saw him naked, which was really an accident, like the time that I woke up with him in bed. But, you know, this isn't the problem.
Oh, you're serious? Well, you know what I like to do, Fran? A little word association. I'm going to say a word, and then you just tell me whatever comes to mind. You'd be amazed what we can uncover. Coffee?
Cake.
No, it hasn't begun yet. I'm just offering.
Oh, what, cake?
Coffee.
Pass.
Right. Let's begin.
Okay.
Here's the first word. Man.
Husband.
Doctor.
And Mrs.
Pen.
Prenup.
Be a little stuck here, Fran. Try opening your mind to all possibilities.
Oh, okay, okay.
China.
Pattern.
Fish.
Or chicken.
Do you ever think of anything besides marriage?
I do.
Fran, you're suffering from an obsession. You know? Now, in order to solve this, we're going to have to work together. You'll have to come to see me 3 times a week. And I'll just call my contractor and tell him to begin work on the new spa.
Well, Dr. Miller, I don't have an obsession. I just really, really, really want to be married.
What you need is not a man, Fran. You need confidence. And until you start working on that, you'll end up in an unhealthy, codependent relationship like the one I had with my ex-wife.
You're single?
Hi. Hi. Now, come on, Fran. We gotta get to the club before all the good ones are taken.
Val, I'm in therapy now. I'm not going to meet a man.
I'm talking about the quesadillas.
I got my purse.
Hi, Miss Babcock.
Hi. Don't be so shy. You haven't called me all week.
I tried, but your phone's been disconnected. But don't worry. Niles gave me a new number.
Oh, he did. How sweet. I'll just have to go and thank him for that.
Oh, hi.
Oh, well, it's fine. How was therapy?
Oh, it is amazing. You know, Dr. Miller is right on the money. Well, your money. Did you know that I was obsessed with wanting a relationship?
Oh, I don't think that's true. Did he kill you?
He told me that I have to focus on myself being an individual and to stop obsessing on wanting to be married.
The man's a genius.
Just let go of the past. Forget about what you said or didn't say or took back.
Oh, the man's a god.
Fine, we're never going to get into the club.
All righty.
Wait, Miss Fine, you're going to a club dressed like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's part of my therapy. I no longer dress for men. No more jumping on your desk in tight little skirts. No more parading around the house in cute little crop tops or wiggling around in my bikinis on the beach. Oh, by the way, here's the bill.
What happened to not dressing for men?
Well, it's a process. Meanwhile, does he look depressed?
Yeah.
Therapy's working.
Happy.
Neil.
Cold.
Cats.
House.
Pancakes.
Excuse me. Yes, this is Dr. Miller. Why don't you go ahead with the imported tile for the spa? Spotted the subtle Dynasty reference in that episode. Gordon Thompson from Dynasty is tomorrow's guest star at 4:15. Charmed is next today.